producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough.
Say what? Is that us? Holy cow, here we are, Saturday night. Sounded like I was coming through some other microphone more than this one. Anyway, welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I am the aforementioned Kevin McCullough, even though I don't look like the aforementioned Kevin McCullough.
I think a lot of people would see you now and go, you're not Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they would say.
You look, I'm all kidding aside.
Yeah.
The weight loss.
Oh, that's months old.
No, but. You but look, but your skin
but
color.
I'm within a pound
you,
of where
went
I am.
From, like, you know, corpse to human.
You've now said that to a bunch of people. He's Stephen Baldwin, by the way.
Oh, hi.
And, Nick, I don't know if we can get, can we get the vanity screen up? Because all we got is the Milky Way galaxy up there.
Boy, oh, boy, Kevin.
Lose
a few pounds, get a new pair of glasses.
Yeah.
Now you need your vanity screen.
For those of you listening by way of radio, I am wearing my new glasses.
Is that it now?
Does everybody on the...
Ivan, has it ever been called... What is it, a vanity screen?
Yeah, that's what it is.
No,
so we can see...
You don't call it a vanity screen.
That's what it's called.
I've been making movies for 30 years. I've never heard somebody say, could you activate our vanity screen?
That's because you work in film and I work in television.
Oh.
See, TV...
You work in media.
In TV, it's called a vanity screen.
You work in, like,
so
news.
We can, like when I'm at Fox, they have two of them. Sitting there in the news studio.
And
that
somebody in the room would say, yeah, Kevin, take a look at your vanity screen.
Yeah, they would.
Or
they say, can you see yourself? And I check the tie and, you know, is it straight and everything? And yeah, because it's there for
I thought it was just like a monitor.
Well, it is.
You've changed a lot.
But the purpose is to have the talent be able to fix whatever's wrong. Like if he's got, like, spinach in his teeth, he can look at the vanity screen to see
Let me see your rider for this program.
It's the same. Well, here's my rider. Steven shows up on time. If that's not in effect, nothing else is required. I can then, like...
You got me.
I can... Okay.
Touche.
We're done with that. Hey, you want to see... You want to forget... I am a little bummed. I am now old. I have to wear glasses now.
You look great.
Because if I didn't wear these, I couldn't see the vanity screen that's right there. Can you get a second shot from the two camera to show you how far... See, this is not... See if you can get this and pull back. It's only... How far is that from where I sit? 15 feet?
No.
Even
you have
that?
The wrong glasses, buddy.
Okay, but if I take these off... Okay, pan over to me. If I take the glasses off...
Yeah.
And, okay, that's how far it is. So I take the glasses off. Now, pan back to the screen. Like, I'm already fzzy on that screen. I can't see.
When you
and
look at yourself without
and
your glasses.
That's where the screen is. Yes, it's, I can't read the words on the
now,
bottom.
Can I show you?
Now I can see everything.
How well you've taught me.
Okay.
We've taken way too long talking.
We certainly have.
Glasses.
Radio is completely lost on this.
Yeah.
But I am wearing glasses.
Kevin
now.
McCullough now wears glasses.
I am bummed. I've been bummed
Baldwin McCullough Live Radio Show. Our number is 888-340-3373.
I never had to wear them my whole life. Have you ever worn glasses? Actually, you wear
Welcome
Harry Potter
to Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Our number is 888-340-3373. Call us if you've never worn glasses in your life, then there's something that...
I can't mourn my good eyesight. The death of my good eyesight, I can't mourn that. Okay, forget that for a second. Went out with the family today. Went out with the family today. This was apple picking day in New York, New Jersey. We went to a little place called Demarest, New Jersey.
But almost like, isn't New York like one of the, if not the top, one of the top apple picking states?
Well, there's a ton of places nearby. But so we
but
go
these
out.
These are good apples, is what
they're
I said.
They're good apples.
These are New York State apples.
Sure.
All right.
So we go to this place, Demarest, New Jersey. It's a little farm, and they've got pumpkins and stuff. Now, we often kind of brag about the boys and how cute they are in photos, but I have found evidence that one of them is evil.
Well, I'm buying that in the name of Jesus.
Hey, Nick, can you zoom in on this right here? Which one is giving you the look like I'm about to bust you big?
We took
like 15 pictures of the kids as they were out there doing the day, but that one is like, I'm gonna get you. You're gonna die.
No, it's not.
That's his sneaky look.
Cute as a button.
That's his sneaky look. That's the little 3-year-old Jonathan. And that plays into a story you wanted to talk about. You said we're in the car coming to the studio tonight, and you said, have you noticed that there's a lot of people out there hitting other people for no reason? And I said, yes, every day in my house. My 3-year-old just all
socks you right
now. My 5-year-old for no reason. Like, here's the thing. If I was the older brother,
Dad, I like your glasses.
If I was the 5-year-old in my house, which I didn't have any brothers, but if I had been, I would have been smacking the younger ones all the way around.
Well,
no,
yeah.
It's the 3-year-old. He walks up to the 5-year-old who's totally nice to him. He's like, Jonathan, you want to play? I'll play with you. What do you want to build? You want to make Legos? Whatever. Jonathan, no! Picks up a Hot Wheels. Just right across the face.
No, that's not good.
Then the 5-year-old comes out going, Dad, what'd I do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't relate to it. No. I would be afraid as a 3-year-old to hit the 5-year-old.
I'm the youngest of 6.
Well, but you were picked on. See, that's my point. The older brother's
brother
picked
Dan,
on the younger one.
My older brother Dan, like out of a Hitchcock movie one day, picks me up off the sidewalk.
I love these stories, by
like
the way.
Marbles or something. And walks me in the house, walks me up 2 flights of stairs and throws me off the garage roof. 10 feet.
That's what I would expect older brothers to do.
It was like a scene from The Birds or something. You know, like you're there, and he like walks me to the edge, and he looks down, and he looks at me, and he looks down, and he looks at me, and like birds are chirping, and
push.
A cool breeze, and he just, but not hard, he just enough to fall off the edge of the garage.
Of the roof.
Roof, yeah.
See, I would expect the older brother to do that.
Didn't break anything.
Were your bones made of jello?
Something.
Did you
flip
over and land on your feet?
The Lord was with me, even back then.
You flipped over and landed on all fours.
No, I
like Catwoman.
I smashed my head pretty good and jammed my wrist and.
But no broken bones.
No, nothing.
Miracle.
Yeah.
See, that's what I expect older brothers to do.
That's why I'm late to this microphone call.
Not in our house. The 3-year-old tries to do that to the. And what's the sweetest thing is
I've been hit a few times.
I've seen that. But now that the 6-month-old daughter is in the.
Yeah.
The two of them, they melt like jello around her.
Right.
They're like, oh. Hi, baby Charlotte. How are you? And they like go into a competition of who can try to get her to smile.
You have 3 kids.
And, dude, I'm starting to think that if you don't have 3 kids, you're not a real parent.
Well, I have 2 kids that are like 4 kids.
And there are things. You have 2 kids. There are things you will never experience that only the parent of the 3 child knows.
But I come from a family of 6.
That's true. Well, certainly, people that only have one, they don't get to say that they're parents. You're something. You're no longer a married couple, but you're not really parents. Because there's too much left out of this. If you only have one kid, you know who did it.
Yeah.
You walk in and there's a puddle of water and broken glass on the floor. It's easy to figure out. There's none of this. Well, I didn't do it. Jonathan did it. No, Jonathan did it. James did it. No. The dog did it. No, it's easy. You got one, you know.
Yeah.
It's too much left out if you only have one kid.
In my biography about my life.
Still published and available for sale on Amazon.com.
Go ahead.
It's titled The Unusual Suspect.
I recounted growing up in my family at 32 West Iroquois Street, Massapequa, Long Island, as being like the Brady Bunch. If they were a bunch of crackheads, basically. I mean, imagine like a crack house with crackheads, but it's the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Actually,
I think they made that
commercial. So it had its lows.
They've made that commercial now, haven't they? The Snickers commercial where Jan is really the chainsaw murderer in the living room.
See?
Have you seen
Art
that?
Art imitating.
I'm telling you. And then what's his name? The guy from Boardwalk Empire is Jan up at the top of the stairs, and he goes, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
I haven't
anyway,
seen this.
Pretty fun. No, it's good.
I'll have to look it up.
Snickers, they've done that. They've done all the retro TV shows, and they've made
right.
Anything.
They're funny.
Anyway, hey, it's Baldwin McCullough. We haven't been together in the same studio forever, like literally forever. Because last week nobody was in the studio because Stevie B was on the road, and I was in bed with a fever. To which he kept, and I didn't listen the night that the show was going. I listened to the podcast.
Right.
You got to be careful about this now.
Yeah.
You used to, it was gone. I wouldn't hear it.
Right.
Now I hear it.
Right.
I heard everything you said.
We had a blast.
I heard everything you said.
What did I say?
You were mocking my illness.
What?
Oh, he had the sniffles. Kev had the sniffles. He just stayed home with the sniffles. He wasn't really sick. He just had
the sniffles.
I'll pull
up the text message from you.
Yes.
Where, you never said I had a fever.
You want me to come in and barf on you? Are you convinced that happens?
You know, I'm feeling a little queasy. You said something like that.
What's the definition of queasy?
And I'm like, well, okay, Kev. You know, if you last minute you want to throw the responsibility of the whole show on me,
okay,
that's fine.
Hey, we're up
but
against
you're
that
a
first
little
break.
Queasy.
Hostile takeover man here is being a bit defensive, I think. Stay with us.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
See.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie. Let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and the new guy here is Kevin McCullough.
Yeah.
Number is 888-340-3373.
And, of course, we haven't given anything to call about yet, so there'd be no reason for you to call. But there's lots of news going on in the world today. And, Stephen, there was this little incident that took place this last month on 9/11. Yeah. Actually, you know what? It was weird because the Pope, obviously, he's been, like, hanging out here on the East Coast, right? So yeah. He was here in the city, and I tried to avoid Manhattan like the plague yesterday.
A lot of Pope activity.
Yeah. So I watched his service at St. Pat's on, would that have been Thursday night, I guess? Mm-hmm. Thursday night? Okay. And he did Vespers there, mm-hmm. which is a very fancy religious word for a prayer service. Mm-hmm. And he did a little chat at the beginning, mm-hmm. and he talked about the importance of serving with gratitude.
Right.
And it was basically, his argument was, we should live a grateful life because of our encounter with Jesus and what Jesus does for us. And then he said, think of all the things, remember all the things that he's done for us, and basically live with gratefulness for that, and be sure to count our blessings. Which I was like, that's a good message. It doesn't matter who you are. We need to hear and live by that. And then he did some other things. Like he blessed the, or thanked, I guess is a better word for it, thanked the sisters of the church, the nuns.
Sure.
And I don't know the last time that a pope did that publicly, but the nuns that were in attendance were crying.
Yeah.
That the Pope would do something like that. So it's a very interesting. And then, of course, he went to Washington, D.C. and talked about climate change and why you shouldn't drive your SUV and all the rest of it. That part I don't understand at all.
Well, he's putting his money where his mouth is.
I don't understand.
In the Fiat 500.
Well, he is.
And you know they cut him a check for
that. But you know there's 35,000 scientists
that
have said.
You know that's an endorsement deal for the Pope. Come on.
Probably.
Yeah.
But you know there's 35,000 scientists that have said that global warming is bupkis, right? So, like he's only telling one side of the story on that. And that's where I have a trouble with the clergy doing something along those lines. But all that to say, it started a conversation in the city of New York. People on the news last night going, I've never felt more close to God than going to the Mass last night at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
Okay. If that opens your eyes and you start a relationship with God, you know, who am I to criticize that? But all that to say that at the prayer service on Thursday, he opened his remarks with a shout out of sympathy, simpatico, to the Muslims who lost their lives that day in the stampede.
It's 769 now.
It was, wow. And there were like, I don't know, hundreds more, maybe more than 1,000 injured, seriously.
Oh, sure, definitely.
And it all started, one dude was doing a wheelchair across the bridge, and he couldn't get it to go into third gear, and they just started like, all falling behind him, and then the people got all panicked
and they
couldn't breathe.
Or walking?
I have no idea. But I saw pictures of the bridge, and it's just like, I don't know, they have like 25,000 people in a space for 3,000.
Right.
It was bizarre.
It's very sad.
But all that to say, he was very, thoughtful in what he was saying about the Muslims who died. And as the head of the Catholic Church, I think he wanted to reach out and say, you know, as Catholics, we feel compassion for people who suffer, and you guys are going through that, and you're making your pilgrimage or whatever. And so he did a shout out to him. You know, my prayers are with you tonight, basically, right. Something like that. Well, I didn't know about what you told me before tonight's show, which was 10 days before this, a little other something happened over there. Now bring me up to speed on this.
Yeah. So. Again, I all week I'm looking at stuff. I get emails from stuff.
Because working in talk radio, I don't do any of that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to coming to these mics and just having a good time with y'all. So this thing comes at me, and it was about the Stampede.
Okay.
So I click on it.
The 700.
And this particular article gives all those details, but then says, "And oh goodness, isn't this, you know, really even more horrible in the wake of the fact that 10 days earlier, which was September 11th, 2015, a crane operating in and around the holiest mosque in Mecca, it's called the Grand Mosque, a storm blows up and knocks this crane over, and it falls through the mosque. It kills 256 people. 10 days earlier. And I read the whole thing, and I'm sitting here going, crane goes through the Grand Mosque, holiest mosque in Mecca, and it happens on 9/11. And I just, you know, I'm a little kooky. And then I finish the article, and literally the last three lines are, and there has been a restriction of the construction company called Saudi Bin Laden.
You got to be kidding.
So on 9/11, holiest mosque, crane falls through it, people lose their lives. That's terrible.
Of course.
Name of the construction company is Saudi Bin Laden. And the first two things, you know, 9/11, holiest mosque, I'm going, that's weird. The company's name is like a strike three for me, meaning, like, I'm sitting here going, did anybody else notice this,
well,
or is it just me?
Four strikes, because that Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden, was in fact a Saudi.
That's what I mean.
So it's probably relatives. It's probably
the construction
like
company, who knows? Yeah. And the Bin Laden name is, regardless of the Bin Laden name being a popular Saudi name, holiest mosque on 9/11, company's called Bin Laden. Is it just me, or is that...
You're saying you think that there's a little karma in that whole mix.
No, I don't want to say that. I want to say,
you're asking,
is that just three things that kind of come, you know, like relate to one another?
You're asking if we should think there was karma involved.
I'm asking, is it just a coincidence or am I nuts?
888-340-3373. He just wanted to know if he's nuts, America. Let him know.
Please.
Stephen Baldwin is giving you permission to say he's nuts.
It hasn't been.
You don't want to pass up this opportunity.
Absolutely proven. But I won't get into a test I took once.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
Sanity.
The official rationale and reason that the crane fell.
It was wind.
On 9/11 was weather. Yeah,
right.
That's what they're saying.
Right.
Officially.
And I understand that. But it just, like, I'm reading this, and then it was just this odd ending that I picked up on for myself, which was, oh, and by the way, the company was called Saudi Bin Laden, and they're, like, not allowed to do any more work right now, according to the government over
right
there, and blah, blah, blah. But I'm just sitting here. Holiest mosque.
Well, and not only the holiest.
On 9/11.
The largest mosque in the world, and surrounds the holiest site known as the Kaaba.
Yeah.
So the Kaaba, and the largest mosque in the world, Saudi Bin Laden, the construction company, on 9/11, crane falls through the roof, kills 200 and, what'd you say?
56, I
56,
think.
Because that's up from what the original report said, 107, but there were 239 seriously injured. So, but between the two, that's 1,000 people that died.
Right.
Related to the Hajj.
Is it just a coincidence?
Year. Stay with us. He's Baldwin. I'm a...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. So Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
All right, that picture on your screen there, if you're watching on Biz TV, is not the Hajj. That's Times Square. They're not often confused, but tonight they might be. Welcome. It's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Baldwin McCullough Live, I should say. Because we're as much television as we are radio on Saturday nights.
More so. Kind of.
In some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. 66 million households on TV.
Yeah. Growing.
300-plus radio stations on radio. But, yeah, it's probably an even split. Flip a coin, heads, tails, whatever.
Biz TV.
Biz TV. In great markets. New York, L.A., Dallas, Atlanta, all across the country. And if you can't get it there, you can get it online. You just go to their website and then click through to their Watch Online feature. You can also check on our Facebook pages because we got the link there. Anyway, we're talking about these strange accidents that took place, that have taken place, that are taking place at the Hajj this year, Because it's not completely done yet, is it? Is the Hajj completed? I don't think that, which is the annual, if you don't know what the Hajj is, it's this journey, it's this trek that people make to Mecca. It's a holy, it's an act of holy obedience or something in the Islamic faith. Anyway, you know that Iran and Saudi Arabia don't exactly get along.
Right.
It's the Shia-Sunni thing.
Right.
Yeah. I Shi you and I'll Sunni you later, you know, that kind of thing. Well, here's the thing. Iran's now threatening, as of today, to take international legal action against Saudi Arabia's rulers over the crush of pilgrims, no pun intended, the crush of pilgrims, at this year's Hajj, which killed 769 people, including 136 Iranians. The pilgrims suffocated or were trampled to death Thursday when two massive crowds converged on a narrow street. See, I've always said that's a bad thing to do. Don't have huge crowds converging on small streets. Just a common sense thing. Guys, there's a thing called a detour. When you get at capacity, open one up. Start redirecting traffic.
Well, this is the fourth time or something like this.
I know, it's creepy.
The first time was like, you know, in 06 or something, and a couple hundred died there in a stampede.
Wait, they've had all these stampedes since 9/11?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Hasn't been since after 9/11.
Huh.
See? Now you see?
See, you got me thinking. You said so the first time was in 06.
We got a caller holding on here.
No, we're going to get to James.
Yeah, we'll get to James in a second.
888-340-3373. Again, Stephen wants to know.
I want...
Because I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Is it just me?
Is it just you?
Or is a crane collapse on the holiest mosque in Mecca on 9/11 by a construction company named Bin Laden...
From Saudi Arabia.
Just a coincidence?
That's the question. 888-340-3373.
And I'm serious. We're not trying to be funny. It's a serious question. So I want to hear from people. Is it just, am I being silly?
888-340-3373. See, before he suggested the question. See, it started out, was he nuts? Now he's asking if he's silly. He's like pulling back. He didn't really want to give you the liberty to go all the way there.
Well, they know. Everybody knows me.
888-340-3373. But it is an interesting...
Kevin, am I nuts?
I refuse to answer the question.
You're pleading the
fifth. I'm pleading my fifth on the grounds of self-incrimination. But Iran is now suing Saudi Arabia, saying, "Look, you didn't take care of this." Now the Hajj draws about 2 million people a year.
It's unbelievable. You got to see the videos.
180. No, in fact, I looked up a picture.
But them going around the
thing.
Look
at this.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's unbelievable.
You got
it's wild.
Five layers of this road, and they're all just jam packed with people.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
So is it karma? Is it God's judgment? Is it a sick practical joke? Is it a pure accident? I mean, how do you describe
the coincidence?
1,000 people dying.
Right.
888-340-3373. All right. James is watching in Dallas tonight on Biz TV, and we're glad that he's with us.
Hey,
hello, James.
Y'all?
Good.
Hey, y'all doing all right?
Thank you. Yes.
Well, I'm just going to comment. I mean, I think the karma bus is rolling around. The Bin Laden group. They're a multinational construction company. That's who financed Osama bin Laden. I mean, not directly, but, you know, that money that he had gained, helped him with his terrorist missions.
No kidding.
And, I'm hoping they get kicked out of maybe some of this construction job and lose some money.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've been told by the Saudi government now that they can't even keep working, if I understand it correctly. There's a report I read that said, they are permanently, I mean, you can imagine, you know, I'm asking the question, Kevin and I are asking the question, is it karma? Is it, can you imagine the Saudi government coming up to you and knocking on your door that, you know, 5 minutes after that crane collapse? They're like, fellas,
yeah,
we're thinking this is some bad karma.
All right.
And that's, you know, of course they didn't, you know, stop any construction, you know, contracts after, they found out Bin Laden was involved in this, but, you know, now when it hurts their people, that's, you know, then that's when the buck stops here.
Yeah, I think you're right, James. Thanks for the call. Interesting note as we go to break, the deputy foreign minister of Iran has issued a statement. This had nothing to do with destiny. We'll pick up on that one.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Oh. There's a live shot of Manhattan. If you're joining us on Biz Television, it's Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin. Baldwin McCullough Live is the name of the broadcast, and we are grateful that you're with us. We're even more grateful that Mike Lindell and the good folks at MyPillow.com have made it a possible for you to be guaranteed the best night's sleep of your life. I don't know of anybody listening in the sound of my voice. I don't know anybody in this building. I don't know anybody in my life day-to-day here in the New York area that hasn't had sleep problems. And one thing I do know, every single person I have turned on to the MyPillow has had an improvement in those areas. Friends, there's something to that. It's the technology. It's inside. It allows you to customize the support for your neck. You get the sleep. You go into REM cycle. They guarantee it. They'll let you test drive it for 60 days.
money back guarantee for any reason if you're not completely satisfied. And then after that, if you keep that pillow, 10 years they will guarantee that pillow not to go flat, not to be deficient, and they will replace it if it ever does. So what do you have to lose? Nothing, except good sleep. So call this number, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. And when you use the promo codes tonight of KMC or Stevie B, STVB, or KMC, they're going to give you the guaranteed lowest price on everything in the store because you're one of our great listeners or viewers. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Get a good night's sleep guaranteed with MyPillow tonight. 800-506-2641, promo code KMC or STVB, KMC, Stevie B. Baldwin McCullough Live is the broadcast you're listening to.
I just have one question.
Yeah.
How many pillows has Mike Lindell at MyPillow sold now?
6 million plus?
Yeah. So I think he's onto something.
Less than a 0.05% return rate?
I don't know what that means.
That's 99.9995% that have had a good experience.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Okay, so we're talking about the crazy stuff going on at the Hajj. A night at the Roxbury, no. But a night at the Hajj, yes.
Now, all kidding aside, this is sad stuff.
Sad stuff.
People lost their lives.
Very much so.
No, we're.
But me thinks that someone's protesting too much. You've asked an interesting question, Stevie B. You've asked, is it coincidence? Are these things just a matter of coincidence?
The three things.
The Saudi bin Laden company owning the crane that drops the thing that kills the 246 people to
but
start.
On the holiest mosque.
On the holiest mosque. On 9/11. We did that pretty well.
That's good, bro.
Okay, now here's what I think. Some people are a little too defensive about this because the Saudi government immediately on their face on their Twitter feed put up the Saudi Hajj mishandling had nothing to do with destiny.
Oh, that's getting
nothing to do. It was not an act of faith. It was not God. No Allah involved here.
Right. You don't have to do the accent.
No, I want to. Okay. I want to.
It's not good.
Yeah, I want to. No Allah. No Allah here.
You've changed. Go ahead.
So, but then only 10 days later, they had another 769 pilgrims get run over. 934 in addition to that, and they died. 934 seriously injured. They had and Iran is now suing Saudi Arabia because 136 Iranian pilgrims were among the dead, 85 were among the injured, and 344 are missing.
Yeah, that's weird.
You're missing 340. Have you seen 344 Iranians? We misplaced them somewhere.
Yeah, that's weird.
So, and here's another thing. Here's another thing. One last thing.
Sure, go ahead, Kev. You're on a roll.
Because this is well, you brought up this topic, but it's boggling my mind.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been in scary public situations. When I was a kid, I was at a place where a guy who was drunk and had a gun crashed into a car. There was a long line of people that me and my mom were waiting in to sign up for swim classes. And this guy comes walking down the sidewalk with a gun, waving it out in the air. Cops come up, shoot and bang right in front of us. Like all of us could have died. Like mm-hmm. That was scary stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're all going across this bridge, you know, singing the bridge over River Choir, whatever. And the first guy goes down.
Right.
And so some people step on him. Hey, you're stepping on me.
Right.
Okay, tough luck. And so they crush him to death. How do you go from 1 to 769 without somebody going, do you think we should stop and help these people?
Yeah, that's boggling my mind as well.
How does that happen?
So,
I mean, especially for the religion of peace and love and joy and eternal rainbows in the sky and all the rest of it that we're supposed to think that Islam is.
First caller, James, you know, had his opinion. And that's a good question, too. Is there something that goes on in their faith?
Forget their faith. How does a human being sit there and go,
keep trucking?
Yeah, just keep on. Just get on down. Down the road.
No, and it's a great question. It's a serious question because, the New York City Marathon.
Right.
You know, some crazy, a million people. Somebody goes down.
They'd all stop. They help him.
I don't get it.
888-340-3373. Let's talk to Richard, who's called us from New York, listening to AM 970 The Answer. Hello, Richard.
Yes, hello. I was just listening to you a while ago, and you were wondering if the Bin Laden construction company is Osama Bin Laden's family. And it is indeed.
Oh, it is.
Years ago, they're one of the richest families in Saudi Arabia, and Osama Bin Laden is a member of that family.
Now, I think we figured that part out. But, Richard, let me ask you this. Do you think that it was karma? Do you think it was
a coincidence?
Divine justice?
Oh, that's over my head.
That's above your pig.
You got an opinion?
I guess it's a coincidence. I don't know.
Just pure coincidence.
I don't know.
All right.
It was too good to be true to be a coincidence. It's too justified to be a coincidence.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's September 11th. The holiest mosque company is called Bin Laden. Is that just weird?
In Mecca,
yeah. The holiest site.
It's a bit more than just a coincidence.
Ah, Richard, there you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Richard, for the call and for confirming that it is, in fact, the Bin Laden family. See, that's what I thought. So, that's tough.
I wonder.
Iran should sue them. Don't sue Saudi Arabia. Sue the Bin Laden family.
Oh, sure. They could easily do that. Of course.
See, here's the thing. I think the Bin Laden family is kind of Saudi Arabia's Halliburton.
Well, probably.
That's what they're going to become now. Oh, well, you know, the evil Bin Laden family, they killed all of our own Muslims at the Hajj because they dropped their crane on them.
Yeah.
Anyway, 888-340-3373. We've got a ton of questions here. Is it coincidence? Is it karma? Is there no compassion left on the planet to get them to stop stomping on each other? Coming right back, Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. 1. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
It's a much more intellectual Baldwin McCullough edition.
Yeah, I'm scared.
With my new shades.
Very intimidated.
Yes, I look very smart.
Because I already thought
you
were
smart.
I'm
not 1 ounce smarter, but I just look smarter.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Well, sometimes these kinds of things, they make you feel smarter, and therefore make you smarter.
888-340-3373. The discussion, as Stephen has kicked it into high gear tonight, is about this weird set of incidents that occurred at the Hajj. And he's asking a simple question, America. Do you think it is coincidence that all these things happened? They had 1,000 people die. 1,000 people. From a crane accident, that killed about 200 and something. And then they had 700 and something plus people that got stampeded just 10 days later.
Right.
And now Iran's suing Saudi Arabia because they're saying you should have done something to prevent that.
Right.
The crane that fell was owned by the bin Laden family, and it happened on 9/11 at Mecca, at the holiest mosque, the grand mosque, the biggest mosque, whatever. I don't know mosques. But anyway, that's what happened, and 200 and something people died. Stevens asked, is it just coincidence, or is it more? 888-340-3373. In your from your perspective, your opinion, 888-340-3373. Now, I've also asked an interesting question I hope is interesting, and that is, how did you go from stomping one poor soul to death to 769? Like, you got to have a concerted effort to kill 769 people. Have you ever tried to kill 769 people? Killing one person is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
To kill 769?
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't just at one point go, I think Allah will be okay if we just, like, I don't know, put a do not cross ticker tape up for a second.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crime scene. We're going to work on clearing this. Get the bodies out of there. No, it didn't go. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Martha's watching on Biz TV tonight in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Martha.
Hello. About karma and coincidence, I don't believe in karma. I think it is God just connecting the dots for us.
You do?
And I think that we should, I think he's just trying to wake people up and to get us to think, you know, I mean, there's so many things, I never thought I'd reach my 80th decade, but here I am. And I wonder sometimes why I'm still here. And I know now because of a family situation, somebody in my family is very ill, and I'm here to be strong for remembering.
That's wonderful. That's amazing.
But I don't know. I'm not a mystic. I mean, I believe strongly in God, and I believe that He is just trying to wake people up.
So let me get this right, Martha, because this is the question I'm asking. On 9/11, crane collapses on the biggest mosque in Mecca, and it's a company called Bin Laden. You think that that's something God allowed to happen?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll be right back after this, Martha.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health.
Netanyahu and Shimon.